Five, four, three, two, one. Hey everybody, and welcome to TTV episode.
Really?
Episode Meso forgets what episode.
I think it's
this
like
is,
again. Three.
No, it's not.
Episode three. That's right, everybody.
You would be very episode right three. If we were recording a newscast, but we are recording an actual podcast. It's 50 something.
TTV goes from episode 50 something to three.
Yes.
Because that's just how we work numbers, people.
Yeah.
That's right. Numbers.
But regardless, I'm messing up.
Numbers? What are numbers? Kidding.
I
don't know
Jay.
What numbers are. I am Keeney.
And we have our newest member, person that's only appeared in a BioCraft update, Neera.
Hi.
Yeah. Go ahead and talk about yourself a little bit and give our fans an idea of who you are and what, you know.
Well,
the last time we did this.
For me, I am a female BioTuber, hopefully. I know a lot of people in the BioTube community, including Kyonova135, one of his friends, actually.
Yes.
And I also do music and stuff on my own channel. I also do gaming. And my first channel I actually started was BioGirl23 Games, and my newer one is BionicleGirl23, which you should be seeing a couple videos up there very soon.
That'd be nice.
And she hates long walks on the beach and California.
No, that's you.
No,
LJ.
I like California. One of my friends.
Well, then I don't like you. Get out! No, I'm kidding.
See, now people, what you need to realize is the moment that long walks on the beach or California are mentioned, it's generally LJ who's speaking. Which, I mean, it was right there, and you know, still is. So,
first of all,
just remember that when you're listening to TTV episodes, California comes up, it's LJ.
Yeah.
A.K.A. the place of all evil. Anyway.
A.K.A. Yeah. The place where LJ came from.
There is actually a city called Niceville. Do you know it's in the middle of Niceville?
Huh.
Niceville.
Evil.
Evil.
Oh.
Why am I not surprised with a name
because
like
you're
that?
A Messinac. Because you're Meso and nothing surprises you anymore. Because you've set yourself up to be disappointed every time so that nothing surprises you.
So now that we're done telling the story of my life, how's life and such, guys?
Okay.
Boring.
Boring.
But yeah. Boring but good. New semester of school started, so I've got a whole new pile of stress.
Hawks 2.
Mass
no,
Effect.
LJ, no Hawks 2.
And also
yes,
this
Mass
week,
Effect.
This week was the first week of our horribly convoluted, but also I'm pretty happy with the results of the new content schedule for 2013. This is our first actual episode since we put that into effect, so, you know, that's nice. Nothing should change about the podcast except it'll hopefully be shorter, so there's that.
Okay.
But
I have a cat who is being very silly.
Brainstorm. New segment idea, kind of like the BZP cast they used to do. Songs with Neera, where you sing a different thing every week, but we need to get you an actual microphone.
What are you talking about? I have a music microphone. Professional PG-58, by Shure.
Really? Okay, wait a second here,
Really?
Are you using it now?
It's for an amplifier downstairs.
That would be the problem. Because we'd need to get you one.
I don't know, she could like pre-record stuff.
Pre-record.
Hey, Kahi.
If it's for an amp, it's kind of hard to record.
Hey, Kahi.
Oh, hey, Kahi.
Oh, hey, Kahi.
Go away, Kahi.
That's perfectly fine. It's not
okay.
Perfectly fine. The static.
Yeah. Give me a you're right. I forgot my this is my old mic.
Here, Matt Nui.
Yeah, static like, next static.
Okay, like okay, Kahi. Kahi, 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 your mic. Kahi,
oh,
my
Matt Nui. Yeah.
Please. No, 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 no. No, not just bad static. Your mic is literally imploding. Like potato.
That?
No, like potato seeds. You have less than a potato in that microphone right
what
now.
What was that? That was frightening.
Okay, well.
I mean it with the most respect I can possibly give you, which isn't really. You have less than a potato of a mic right there.
That was frightening.
That was my internal mic. AKA the webcam mic.
Not even
which
worthy.
Which sucks. But it's apparently it's the default. So when I plugged in my thing, I just had to make sure to change it.
That was some funny stuff.
So you guys aren't you guys recording or no?
We are. We're in the middle of life and such, but we were just about to segue into news. We were talking about how we should do a segment where Neera like does a song, kind of like what the BZP cast used to do. And I was like, we need to get you a mic first. And she was like, excuse me, I already have a professional quality mic. It just, you know,
it's for an amp, and amps are hard to record with. So it's
Okay.
That being said, we must not forget VAR's mic is also professional grade, I believe. And
as is mine, apparently.
As is Kahi's, but let's all face it, everybody. They're really not meant for recording songs in any shape
that
or form.
That's quite true.
No offense, VAR. Your parodies are good, but not that good.
Yeah. Oh. I know, I like VAR's parodies. But anyway.
I like VAR's parodies, I just, the mic quality.
But anyway. That being said.
Anyways, if I can get another one. Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay, moving on to our first segment, as we do every week. The best things ever are contained within. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the BZ Power and other assorted news. In the news this week, we have assorted Hero Factory news and videos, Halo 4 updates, and recent BZ Power happenings. That's literally all the news. The plan worked. Because of the newscast, we have a shorter news segment.
That way you won't ramble on about Shima for an hour and a half.
Okay, just so I can keep this short, this is only my opinion, you don't have to get pissed at me or any of them. But I honestly think that Shima sucks. It's just a ripoff of Thundercats.
I was gonna say, it's Thundercats. You know.
It is, but it isn't.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna deny that it's very close to Thundercats, but I'm also not gonna say it's a ripoff because nowadays, if you say one thing's a ripoff, you say everything in existence is a ripoff. There's not a lot of originality left nowadays, especially in the toy industry.
Yeah.
Well, especially, I would have said especially in the. Like, movie industry,
yeah.
Yeah,
well,
I mean...
but of course, the toy industry is also based off of all the other industries. So, if there's none in the other industries, there's not going to be much in the toy industry.
Well, toys existed before movies and TVs, though, right?
Oh,
so...
my, Matt Tenu.
That is
what
true.
Is going
but let's
on
think,
in the news?
But let's think here, Kai. Wooden ducks. That's how Lego started. Wooden ducks.
I am a fan. I
want to
know what's happening
ducks?
On BZ Power.
But, like, it would have become Lego regardless of the movie. Let's move on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's about time!
So for the first bit of news, I'm going to flip the order a bit because I'm strange. Recent BZ Power happenings.
Can I interject here quickly?
No.
BZ Power and happenings in the same sentence. Asks if can interject and does so anyways.
It is a bit strange, but they've been doing some crazy stuff lately, including they want to become a LEGO user group. And now, who here knows what that is? I know LJ does.
I honestly don't, because I'm not much.
Are they actually going for a lug format here?
Here's the thing.
I need the lugs!
Here's the thing. I don't really know. Yeah, I'm not really too sure what it is, but I know it's a officially, you know, recognizable group that allows you to get discounts at LEGO stores. What they want to do, they want to set up a BZ Power LUG format, or LUG, whatever you want to say, and then have it be like a pay-to-join kind of thing.
Okay, that actually sounds kind of stupid.
It's but Nira, you join and you pay money, and then you earn that money back by discounts at LEGO stores that you need to buy more stuff to get.
But what happens? Okay, no, but what happens if A, you're like me and don't want discounts on LEGO stores because you don't really bother with LEGO anymore?
Then
or like, the only reason I go on BZP right now, to be perfectly honest, is to contact, which I haven't done in a long time, a couple of my friends who I can't contact outside of there, specifically Holly Husky and a couple of the mods, and to just, like, check things and see. I would say that, you know, to post up my stories, but I don't write them anymore, so I can't really post them.
Forsaken.
Bring that up again.
OMG for bacon!
Okay, if either of you brings up Forsaken or Bacon, I will hurt you both.
Basically, the deal is that they want to do the LUG thing. Kahi, what do you think about this?
Personally, like, if I had more money, I guess, it seems like a good idea. I mean, let's face it, people paid for premium membership before, and that's just the blog. So paying to get LEGO sets, you know, if you're really into that kind of thing, that might be a good deal. I know several people that, you know, still buy some Hero Factory sets. You know, I myself want to buy some superhero sets later on. Depending on the pricing, I might join this. It might encourage me to, you know, get more sets now and then.
Yeah.
Okay, here, Meso, clarify something for me. Do you know if they're doing, like, joining BZ Power in general you have to pay now, or is it just the LUG?
It's just the LUG.
Okay.
If they made BZP a pay-only site, they would get no money.
Yeah.
It's difficult enough getting people to join BZP as it is, but if you had to make it like a you have to pay thing, yeah.
Well, and then of course there'd be the logistics problem of, hey, what about all these members we have? What are we gonna do with them? Are we gonna stop them from using the site because it's now pay to use, and lose 99% of their user base?
99%. That's basically all of our user base.
Yeah.
Really? Well, think about it. Nobody's paying for this now. So if they say you have to pay, that's everybody.
Exactly.
So
basically, there's that, but then the other thing they're doing is slightly more interesting. They wanted to add a feature that basically allows you to do customizable preset posting formats, by which I mean if you want to post in a certain font always, or a certain color, or like bold text, or italics, and you don't want to go through the hassle of doing the BBC coding, which is not really much of a hassle, you can do that. But they said, we're going to actually ask for donations to get it up and running. And it only costs $15.
Only $15. For coding.
And they got 185, I think. Roughly.
No, 171.
Well, I was factoring in the $15. I'm not sure if they included that or if they, like, said money left over. But yeah, you're right. If they included that, it's 171. And basically, I don't know my thoughts on that.
So, they're going to take all of this money and spend a year. No. They're going to take this money that they got from donations, and they're going to start working on this thing, and then a month in, they're going to realize they need to upgrade the forums in order to do it properly, and they're going to take the forums offline for 6.5 months.
They already got it up and running. No need to fear.
One minute.
No, Meso, they're going to take down the forums for 6.5 months.
Yeah.
Nira,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Power is.
Yeah. I just realized.
She's free from the plague, and I think she BRB'd.
Wasn't a plague in its glory days.
It was not.
Joined.
I think, like, BZ Power is doing all this stuff too little too late. Too little too late. Like the tracker should have been implemented.
Where's where this happened?
Huh.
My cat Tux, he never does this normally, he took one of my bags I had in my room. I had a Dorito bag that was in my room. Picked it up and ran off with it.
Hold on.
Wow.
Which is why Catch.
I just don't understand.
Get excited for that double XP Halo 4.
Yeah, I have to agree with you there, Kahi, because let's face it, a lot of the stuff that they've added since, I guess I'm going to say the golden age of BZP ended, should have been added way sooner. And had they added it, you never know, there's a chance it might have kept a couple people
like the completely off-topic library and the tracker.
Yeah, the tracker especially. I feel like that's a big thing. And even this custom post thing, that would have been nice, I guess, when I was still on. Like Keeney, I just don't go on BZ Power anymore. I mean, I really have no more reason to. There's no more, you know, there's nothing exclusive at BZ Power anymore, basically.
Yeah. Well, and you know, like for me, I was waiting and hoping for a COT library for the longest time, because me being a writer and one that after a certain point only did, you know, off-topic non-Bionicle writing, it would have been really useful. But of course, in the old format of BZP, if you wrote for something that wasn't Bionicle, you were kind of not necessarily screwed over or anything like that, but you were at a really huge disadvantage because...
So hard to get anything noticed in that place.
Well, yeah, exactly. Like, COT already has like a billion and one topics that get a billion and one posts a day sort of idea, or at least it did. And, you know, it would have been so useful. And again, like I said, a lot of these features, the simple little things like another forum, an extra forum or two, would have kept people after the site went down.
I don't believe so. I believe it's the second they let it go over a month out of it.
The downtime, yeah.
The downtime was what killed BZP. Let's not, you know, let's not try to mince words or do whatever. It's what killed BZP. BZP, like, it was trying to gasp along after it came back. And it stayed alive for, not alive, but stayed a bit more active for about 6 more months. But it's almost, you know, just about dead now.
It's because Greg's gone. The downtime drove off a lot of people, and the people that may have returned were driven off by the lack of there being anything relevant to talk about there.
Yeah. There's just nothing, like I said, nothing makes BZP exclusive anymore. Now, Greg wasn't really the center point of the site, but he was something that made the site exclusive. Where Mask of Destiny didn't really get, you know, all that stuff. Because, like, you go to BZ Power, you could talk to Greg, and that was, like, you know, that was the what made it kind of more unique, and that's why people kept coming there for more story info, et cetera, et cetera. And then comics, you know, that was a big thing for me, and I presume LJ. And that was it. And that, like, now comics is dead. Greg isn't dead. But Greg stopped, so he might as well be dead on the site.
Yeah.
People that we used to know don't go there anymore, so we have no friends to keep us there. It's just, you know, we all found ways to... We either forgot people or found ways to contact people otherwise.
Yup.
So, yeah. Let's move on.
Yeah, that's the BZP thing. There's nothing much else to say. The other stuff that's interesting is that there's a couple interesting bits of Hero Factory news, one of which is the finale, the grand finale, if you will, of the Fox Sports special, which I don't believe we've talked about before. Kai, you need to give this a watch at some point. I'm going to post a link in the description. It is the finale of a fan-made, I believe, web series that was paid for by LEGO. I'm not really sure. It was some kind of competition, and a fan made it, I think. But LEGO financed it. I'm not certain. That's the gist.
How have we not heard of this before?
I've heard of it. I've just...
We have.
I mean, you're like, I saw it once it came out, but you'd think we have heard of the contest, you know.
I didn't hear about it. It was months ago. It wasn't necessarily a commercial, per se, but it was, say, build a web series, picture, you know, short animation, whatever. And basically this thing, it's a bunch of villains fighting for the elusive football trophy made of Quaza, and it's a three-parter. I'll go ahead and link all three parts into the description because I'm thorough, but it is really absurd.
I did see part one of that a while back, and I thought it was just like some sort of, dumb commercial thing. Had I known a fan did it, that's kind of disappointing. You could have done a lot of stuff with that.
Well,
and then they just had football and villain. I don't know. It's not bad.
I, if You know what? For a fan doing it, I kind of am not surprised.
Well, I mean, like, come on. BioCraft, if BioCraft was financed by LEGO, we would have got it done.
Don't talk about
ago.
BioCraft here. That's a touchy subject.
I mean, basically, like, you know, like, oh, it's impressive that a fan did it if he did it by himself. But, like, if LEGO pays for it, then he's just, you know, it's kind of like, well, he could go out and outsource all of this stuff. You know? It's not too impressive, personally, if I find out, you know, some giant corporations are sponsoring it the entire time.
Well, the interesting thing about corporations doing stuff is this is not the only bit of HF-related news. And this is not the only bit of Brain Attack-related news. For Nira, I actually knew about this, but you have actually... like played it, I think. There's another Roblox thing, and it's related to Brain Attack this time. Would you mind telling us a little bit about that? What exactly it is? I think it's a game, like a, you know, a Roblox game, but
it
not
is.
Entirely sure. What's it about? What do you do?
It's basically just like, okay, have you ever played like Team Fortress 2 Control Points?
Yes.
That's the best way I can.
Yes.
That's the best way I can explain it.
With Hero basically, Factory Brain Attack on Roblox, I want to play this.
Yeah, but basically it's just kind of the same concept. You have to capture the park where you're attacking.
The park.
So one team is the heroes, which is basically just Furno, and the other are the villains. The main villain, actually.
Pyrox.
To explain further, the game, you know, the control points involves you going towards a certain point on a map and staying around there until you capture the point. Usually by, you know, there's a progressing meter at the bottom of the screen. It shows you how far you are until you've captured this point. Once you capture the point, then you move on to another point. You have to defend your point from being captured by the other team. That, you know, that's really how the thing works. Like Battlefront 2, I guess the viewers might have played that too, alongside, you know, like you said, Team Fortress 2. That kind of deal.
For Hero Factory Brain Attack on Roblox.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have to say, Nira's voice with this whole echo thing sounds like the voice of God coming from above and talking just about
new Hero Factory. Only Kahi can hear the voice of a woman as the voice of God. Okay, that was really bad, but...
Wow. Yeah, you didn't want to go there, Kimi.
So anyway, I'm going to just...
He's the only one in the call with a girlfriend.
I'm going to move on right along like you never said that. So, okay.
Let's.
There's that. And I will link both the Roblox game and the Fox Sports series in the description for your viewing and or playing pleasure. Next up, we have assorted Halo 4 updates. And there's not really much we can talk about on this other than informing people that the stuff's happening. We've not really mentioned Halo 4 in a while. Basically, what's going down is they released Spartan Ops premiered 2 weeks ago with new episodes. And, you know, yeah, it's a mandatory download. They added in Griffball and Forge test playlists where they're putting in community-made maps into the rotation. And they'll be taking that away, actually, Forge test, not Griffball, this coming Monday, which I believe... will be February 4th, and that will be replaced by Team Doubles, which is 2v2 fun on super small maps. Griffball will be staying around, presumably. They've said they want to make Griffball and Doubles permanent.
Okay.
Yup. It would be great if you could get Halo 4 at some point.
I completely disagree with taking
the playlists away?
Yeah, the four playlists away. That is the stupidest idea I have heard of in so long.
But Kai, you have to rotate playlists to maintain interest.
Okay.
I will say this. I have never once come back to Halo 4 just because they might have a favorite playlist of mine there.
Okay.
I just view it as an annoyance.
Hold up a sec. I zoned out for a sec. Which playlists are they removing?
They're removing Community Forge Test in place of
that
team
I knew
doubles.
About and didn't care.
In place of Team Double.
Oh, so just the Forge. Yeah, I don't. That I get.
They've also
because...
stuff like King of the Hill, obviously, and.
Yeah.
Keeping
well,
stuff like Team Regicide, which no one really plays.
The Forge stuff I understand because, especially if it's a Community Forge Test, you have to have a rotation of maps, and you have to give people time to make those maps. So, Like, you can't do a Community Forge test if you're playing the same maps for weeks at a time.
That is also true. Mm-hmm. They've said they're going to be bringing it back at some point, so there's that, but...
No, I'm just like, talking about the practice.
The whole concept.
Yeah, the whole concept of taking out playlists in general. That seems just like a dumb idea, honestly.
Considering the reasoning they've given is they want to, like, keep interest, but it doesn't do that.
No. See, I kind of understand the idea behind it, because, you know, if you rotate playlists, if you make it so that this game is available now and not later, then people will be like, oh, hey, look, my favorite game is up, so let's go play. But then again, it doesn't always work like that. And especially in a game like Halo 4, where some people, like myself, play Driftball and SWAT. Take out one or both of the two. Especially since Griffball only just got added, so before it was really just SWAT. You know, take out SWAT, I wouldn't play Halo 4 anymore, besides maybe to do Spartan Ops.
Which is the other thing, new Spartan Ops coming on Monday. And they like posted a teaser on their website, and it was like, oh, check out the newest batch of Spartan Ops releasing on February 4th. Filled with new environments and missions, and the two maps they showcase are Vortex and one we already played from like 2 weeks ago. So
I found that really funny, because I actually looked at that when you posted it up a while ago, the day it released, and I was like, really? So these brand new, never before seen environments from the, you know, next episode 8 of Spartan Ops, and kind of. In there.
We're back into the pattern. They can only make so many new environments.
I
get that. Like, they used a lot of the budget, especially on the Infinity. I mean, let's face it, we had an entire episode of nothing but new environments, which was beautiful.
Two episodes.
Wow. Okay.
I honestly wouldn't have minded had they decided to stretch it out a bit more. Instead of having, like, a new environment and all that, just, you know. Well, yeah. I'm assuming we're talking about, like, all the episodes within the episode. Like, there's parts to each episode.
I don't mind that.
Have you played the recent episode?
I have not. I haven't touched Halo 4 in a while.
You should. The latest Spartan Ops are really nice. You should get them.
I did try Crisis 3 today. Completely unrelated note. And that's just...
But I guess that is the final bit of news we could talk about. The Crisis 3 beta was released, and I'm a large fan of Crysis. Keeney is slightly.
Hey, I'm a fan of Crysis as far as the campaign single player goes.
I played the beta, and I was terribly disappointed, to be honest. I expected an improvement on Crysis 2's multiplayer, not a downgrade.
I have not played any of the Crysis games. I just downloaded it because everybody else was doing it. And I was like, okay, well, I'll try this out today. I haven't had a chance to. It's fun for a while. You realize you get stuck on that one map, airport, forever.
Yeah.
Ever. Airport. Ever. Yeah.
I don't even like that map. I prefer museum.
Yeah, I know. I prefer museum too. But like, I got that once, and I got the others.
Hunter mode, being sniped halfway across the map by people with bows that are permanently invisible.
They're invisible. That always gets me. I can't
become the hunter.
It's like, you know, it's like cloaked zombies, but worse.
It's like cloaked zombies. So the zombies have snipers, and they're completely cloaked.
Yeah. That being said, it's a beta, so you know what? It's okay. I never really did like the Crysis multiplayer because it's just so unbalanced, it seems. You know, especially since in Crysis 2, at least in Crysis 3, I played for a whole day and it felt better. But in Crysis 2, especially, like, the way I play shooter games is I'm usually the sneaky sniper type guy, unless it's Halo, in which case I'm just the kill everything, run in and jump out.
Good way to play, Kine.
But like with Crysis, your cloak is supposed to make you invisible or really hard to see, and 90% of the time it doesn't do that.
Unless you're a hunter.
And on that note, that ends, I think. the news. So now, we'll move on into everyone's favorite spotlight because it's the only one we do consistently. It is the best creative forum on the internet, filled with the best variety of interesting works.
The comic and the best maker, variety of interesting people.
The Comic Maker Spotlight.
What? Oh, yeah, Comic Maker Spotlight. Hello once again to the Comic Maker Spotlight. This time, actually something good. Yeah, I didn't think that was possible either.
Something good.
That's interesting.
Everyone's dying. This shouldn't happen.
The thought that something could be good is astounding in comics form. So, this is Bionicle Attack of the Clones Remastered. By Lekanua.
Lekanua.
Wait, what?
Lekanua.
Yeah, you heard right. Lekanua. A little bit of background.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of background. Lekanua, at the time of this recording, it's a member. He joined approximately 9 years ago, and in that time has 1,473 posts. Lekanua originally started out long time ago making comics for the forum and became very popular for one of his series. I remember a long time ago when he started making comics viewing his comics, and I loved them.
Nice.
Kahi, I'm assuming you remember Lekanua?
The name sounds familiar, but I think he was actually before my time. The comic he did here was less than my kind of work.
right. So anyway, I'm gonna go ahead and link his comic. This is the original. This was made way back when, in the time before time, aka when BZ Power was cool. And at its time,
this is 10 years ago. So it's before BZ Power was cool.
Well,
if it even was.
9 years ago. That is the original. So view that, and basically what happens in the comic is Kopaka goes to Makuta's secret laboratory, finds himself being cloned, fights Makuta, loses by getting frozen, Tahu gets there, but then completely leaves Kopaka in a half-frozen block to press buttons.
Really?
Then Pohatu comes, saves Kopaka, Makuta jumps into the internet, and the Toa just turn off the computer. Simple as that. So all the Toa join up, they cage the Kopaka clones, Makuta gets out, and Tahu defeats him with ketchup.
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 He's allergic.
Bear in mind, please. This was comedy. Back then.
This was a simpler time.
This is like...
when ketchup was funny.
They're like, 12, 13 years old. Everything. Farts are funny. Everything is funny. Okay? Ketchup on like Makuta, that was like hilarious. I can attest to that.
Now, look at the second link I posted. This is the redone version. All these years later, this is what he does. And this has got to be the best comic I've seen in a comics form in a long time.
But LJ,
because this is funny.
Trying to be funny.
Huh?
I said, but LJ, aren't you sick of people trying to be funny without their ketchup?
Kim, this is really funny. I found this great. The graphics are so improved. It looks wonderful. The only thing that caught me was the fact that he uses a version of Razor
Yeah,
no, not Razer, not Razer. RZ, version RZ with a black outline. Normally, that does not bug me at all. It bugs others, not me. I think it looks fine.
To me, I guess, like, after, you know, it's made to... I guess, like, the whole point of this is to look remastered. And, you know, if he was going for some sort of stylistic effort, or stylistic style, I guess, you know, I wouldn't mind too much. But I think the sprites contrast a bit too much against the backgrounds because of this outline. Some, it's not too bad, and others, it kind of is. But, you know, it works. It's one of the better comics I've seen here for you know, ever since we left, basically. I have a... Well, I'll get to that later.
Now, this comic differs in the fact that, one, they're not Tonuva, they're Tomata. Two, Makuta does not jump into the internet. Three, Tahu does not leave Kopaka to press buttons. He leaves Kopaka to get hot dogs. And I loved reading this comic after reading the original, because it harkens back to the original so often, but in a really well-fitting manner. You know, not a lot, but it works.
So it took 20 minutes for it to load.
That means it's good. And so, Tahu comes back with his hot dog, and the Toa chase Makuta off into, like, the edge of a cliff. And I love this one little bit here, where Makuta comes to a screeching halt at the edge of this cliff and goes, "Wait a second, I can't fly." He brings out an iPhone or something and checks, like, BSO1. Can I?
Wow.
He's checking the wiki to see if he can fly. I thought that was
absolutely masterfully done. I also found that pretty funny. Yeah. I also liked who's it? At one point, I'm going to find it correct.
What's his name?
Kopaka yells at Tahu and says, "You're being uncharacteristically stupid." He's already stopped being funny.
Yeah.
The way that he's obviously satiring his own work in, you know, the sort of fourth wall breakage way. I found that, you know, I found that pretty entertaining. Like, he knows the plot's already stupid, but instead of, like, trying to make it realistic, he's going all for it. He's like, "Yeah, this is just, you know, this is just purely for your entertainment. It doesn't have to make sense. You know, it's." We're lampshading it here.
Yeah, and near the end here, Tahu, you know, Makuta is going, "You can't defeat me," and Tahu is trying to get ketchup out of the bottle onto his hot dog. The ketchup bottle slips out of his hand, and instead of Makuta being allergic, it just hits him in the face, and it just goes all over. He's like, "In my eyes! It's in my eyes!" He falls off. Kaboom! He explodes.
Of course, it's a tower of Saruman.
Yeah.
He falls off. I found that funny too.
Wow.
And then the guy at the stand said that was their last bottle. And that was the catch bottle which saved the world. So, and you know, they all go to the beach and they're like, "I have the feeling I forgot something." And we see all the Kopaka clones destroying Pokoro. And that was the end of the comic.
I liked this. This was nice.
This was amusing.
Some more amusing work here. Of course, you know, knowing me, I have a bit of criticism. The most of which is the use of photorealism. Putting sprites of on photo backgrounds can be a bit of like a cautionary thing for you to do. Generally speaking, if you can't just put them on, you're supposed to, you know, or not you're supposed to, but it looks better if you try to, you know, add something there. There's several shots in the factory where, you know, like, an reflection could have added in the detail. It looks like the sprites are mostly pasted onto the background. Granted, I think the big problem for, Likaru? No. Lakunua. I don't think he's seen many of the comics that have been made since he left. And, like, for you know, for someone who's basically just still a veteran and coming back and doing this thing, it's very good. It's a shift of the style, but it's, you know, there's some stuff that are very well done. I feel like the word bubbles are better done than most.
I kind of want to play off that if I can. I don't usually speak for comics or anything like that. It's a long time since I've bothered with them, but usually, like, especially when photorealism started to be like a big trend in the comics forum, I was like totally against it. Just because, I don't know, sprites on photorealist or photo backgrounds was always glaring to me. But in all of the time that I've been briefly looking at the comics that LJ's reviewed and kind of skimming stuff, I think this is the first one that hasn't been glaringly bad in my eyes, at least. I don't want to really say bad, but it hasn't been glaringly obvious.
You should have read Foresight, Keeney. I did a great job.
Okay, I will give you that, Kahi. You did an okay job of Foresight, but it's been... That was a long time ago. And this is the first one in a long time. Yeah. So it still counts.
But I think this has its own charm because it doesn't... It's not trying to like completely form in with all the other photorealistic comics. It's just itself. And I think it's being a remastered version of the original. And it does an absolutely spectacular job of doing that. And I think the effects make up for the... not fully realistically morphness.
I agree. What do you think?
I do like the effects. Oh yeah.
Well, for me, I usually think if anything has a really great storyline that people can follow easily, I think it's a good story.
Could you follow that easily?
I did follow it pretty easy. That was actually a pretty good story. Although I did like the ending. That was hilarious.
Yup.
I think the thing is with comics for myself, because I'm usually the same way as Nira, you know, if it's got a good story, then it's not... I can kind of overlook other things to a point. But yeah. I learned pretty quickly that when I tried to think like that with comics, I just disappointed myself and made myself angry all the time, especially being a writer, so... I kind of look at comics nowadays as if there's a story, either it's this really overcomplicated, long 350 chapter comic story, or it's like, hi, my name's Joe and I like pancakes. Then he gets attacked by pancakes.
Wow.
That's the end of the story.
This is what happened to comics everywhere.
Thank you for like condensing our genre into like either extreme complicatedness or like extreme stupidity.
Well, okay, but no, granted, it's not. Yeah. It is to a point though. You have to admit that there are a lot of comics out there where
it
is just.
I mean, like, there's a lot of comics stuff of food, but it's equally as stupid as food.
Yeah,
so,
well,
I
and like it's at the point where, you know, you're either really overcomplicated because you've been doing it for a long time and you've built up a big story and people follow it, or you're starting out, or you just feel like being random so you really don't do a lot with it, and then you end up with whatever.
Yup.
I think for me, the most glaring part is just the parts inside the factory. I think, like, you know, the absence of reflection really... makes it not sound, but the ones where, you know, Makuta's on the roof, it's not too bad. And the way he uses, you know, faded out opacities for the motions of the Toa, you know, Tahu trying to shake the ketchup bottle, Makuta screeching to a stop at the edge. Those are very well done. I believe, like, I mean, I don't know if he's going to be doing anything well on here, but depending on which style he wants to do, he could either go for, you know, more... maybe you need to try applying a bit more of a comic filter to several photos, make it more, you know, kind of stylistic like that. Or, you know, I don't even full-on photorealism, but I do enjoy his style of humor the most out of this comic. Of course, Word Balloons, these are better than some I've seen before.
Yeah.
They still have that thing where some of the letters are touching the border, so that's always a pet peeve. One of these days, I will do a tutorial on how to actually do those right. But that is not this day.
Nope.
Yep. It is not this day!
Yep.
But, retrospective, as a remake, this is fantastic.
Yeah,
it is.
I'll agree with that, hands down.
Yeah. Lekanua actually goes on to say that He's in college, and he wanted people to guess which he's a senior in college for, Flash 3D animation or pixel art, because it's one of those things that apparently comics helped him learn and get into as a senior for college.
I believe it is 3D animation. I don't believe you can get a degree for pixel art. I looked into that a bit, but I don't think you can.
Well, you could. Flash. Whoa, that was a voice. You could. Like, you think Nintendo
games. You nearly sounded like you did 10 years ago.
I did nearly sound like that young
person
out there. No, but like you...
But yeah,
there are Nintendo
I liked it, and that's all there is to
it. Yeah. Bottom line is... great remake. Yeah. As its own, it's a really good comic, and this is so nice and refreshing, not only to see an older comic maker come back and make something of this standard, but to see something of the standard, considering the abysmal state of the comics for him. So,
yeah,
in retrospective, it's great, and I advise that anyone should really go read that comic. If you're a member of Easy Power, post...
If you're not, make an account, post, and then go tell them their LUG is a bad idea. No, okay. It's not that bad idea.
But no, for Win / if you listen to this, Lekanua, thank you. Thank you.
Yes,
thank you. Yeah, enjoy in possibly leaving Easy Power after this comic has lived its fame. Because it won't last long.
Is officially having like fanboy moments here. I can kind of tell.
Anyway,
not with LJ.
I used to read his comics like a long time when I was starting on BZ Power. But anyway, that's another story for never. That's Comic Maker Spotlight.
All right, very nice. Some actual positivity for a change.
Yep.
Well, I hope you all enjoyed TTD episode. I still don't know. Someone please find out so I can send this off.
You didn't spend that time to actually try and figure out what episode it was.
I'm sorry.
Jeez, Meso, you're slipping.
Yeah. The new schedule is... Yeah, Katie, shut up.
You up.
Hey.
The new schedule is like messing with my mind a bit. And I hope future episodes... will be shorter than this because I know you guys want shorter episodes, but it happens. I think when there's no interesting news, we go into overdrive and really talk about the non-interesting stuff to a high degree. But that's what happens. So be sure to leave feedback in the comments. Rate, comment, subscribe, all that fun stuff. Give feedback about the new uploading schedule, episodes, news, all the links to what we talked about will be in the description. And yeah, I'm messing up.
I'm LJ.
I'm
Nira.
And this is TTV episode.
Let's just go with episode Meso still doesn't know.
No, not 52. 54. Episode 54. Thank you for listening and goodbye.
Bye.